And just talking about how we love this weather because it's been so hot.
We love the way it feels. Right.
But then, like, he said, I just don't like the way it
makes me feel. Yeah.
So what are we feeling from this gloomy?
When I noticed this, when I'm in the weather like this, just maneuvering about my day by myself, it's a down day. Like, if I'm with, like, family or even, like, one other person, mm-hmm. we could, like, vibe off each other. Like, this weather is nice, so let's enjoy the weather together. Mm-hmm. Not like, dang.
Like, in bed, waking up this morning.
Yeah. It was rough.
Yeah.
Like, I could have just took the blanket and went, turned right back over. And it was raining this morning, too? Ooh. Oh, that was perfect sleep-in weather.
How about
good, man? Gray.
I woke up at, like, 8:46.
It's got me relaxed, I'll say that.
I went to sleep at 2 o'clock.
Yeah, that's
me. Got home at, like, 1.
Went to bed at, like, yeah, probably about
12.
Oh,
about midnight.
I woke up one time.
What time did I wake up? The first time? Mm. 5. Mm. For no reason, because I heard rain. I was like, it's raining.
I slept through the night. This is the first time I slept through the night.
I woke up again at 6 because I had a 7 o'clock workout. And I was like, ooh, I don't
want to
get up yet.
So 30 minutes.
Off and set it for 6:30. Like, I can get up.
Told you 30 minutes.
Because I didn't have to leave. Mm-hmm. I didn't have to leave.
You gotta get up, put some clothes on, and go right there.
Well, I'm always ahead.
Normally, I would be leaving to be at the place at 7. But we didn't have to leave. So I just went over and I was like, ooh, okay, 30 good minutes, too.
Well, I got some extra sleep yesterday, too. I was supposed to be at the warehouse.
I already had that whole conversation with myself before I even go to sleep. I'm like, you know you're not going to get up at 6. So set one for 6, like 18 or something. So
6:18.
And then, you know, that one's going, you know.
You got at least
if that one
snooze.
Don't work out, yeah.
You gotta one good
then you got to give yourself, like, okay, this is the time you got to be up or it's going to be late. So
do y'all know why the snooze is 9 minutes and not 10?
Well, at 10th minute, you're going to, like, another round of sleep.
It takes you
to
another round of sleep.
Yeah.
Yep. So it's so that you don't get all the way good. Mm-hmm. You ever notice when you go to take a nap, like you get a power nap, like, oh, I'm going to take a good 20 minutes. Uh-huh. 20 minutes takes you to another set, another realm of sleep.
And you
so
like,
that's why your snooze on your phones don't go 10, they go 9.
It is at the perfect time.
Because you're not in that deep, deep mm-hmm. sleep yet.
Is it really perfect though? When you gotta eat it?
Never.
I mean, no, thank God you can
it
though.
It is perfect.
It is perfect.
It happens like every once in a blue moon. Where you get up and you like, ooh, I got that good sleep last night.
Yeah.
I didn't feel rushed. I just, even when you like wake up at an early time, you like, I'm still refreshed.
So sometimes if I say my prayers at night and I say if, because I ain't going to play like I do it every night. But like if I say my prayers at night, like, and I'm like, ooh, I'm going to bed late. But I'm like, God, please let me wake up. Like I had 8 hours of sleep and it really worked.
Mm-hmm.
Like, ooh, that was good.
Right.
You know what's crazy? Trayvon told me it's this practice that he does.
Mm-hmm.
That he's had to do for, you know, he's been doing a whole bunch of stuff. Had to be up long hours, sleep, very right. minimal. Mm-hmm. You know, he said, if you tell yourself something in lines of that, mm-hmm. but he said, like, I'm going to get up at 6:15 and I'm going to be in the shower by 6:20. Set your schedule before you go to sleep.
Oh yeah, that makes sense.
Your brain, like he said, he doesn't need an alarm clock.
It's like an affirmation right there.
That's good Trey, stuff.
For as long as he's using an alarm clock, he's like at 6:15, his body just showed up by 6:50 or whatever time he said. You know,
and
just get up.
I don't usually set an alarm like for my regular
if
days
I need
to get up. I always wake up before my alarm.
Same,
and it's. Mm-hmm. So annoying.
It sucks.
Especially when you be like,
it's because know you got something to do that
I
day.
I will literally.
No, it's even worse when you have to actually have the morning to sleep in and then you
still wake up. Good morning.
What are we doing today?
Yeah. That good sleep is when you wake up like that and be like, okay, I'm walk around, get up, wash my face.
It's that
then go
get
back. And get back in bed and you go back to sleep.
It's different.
That's that good, good. Good sleep.
Mm-hmm. What's good, y'all? It's Durack Discussions.
It's Tev.
I'm Bryce.
Man, we got a super special guest today.
Yeah, it's only right. You introduced. Come on now.
It's only right, man. And where we at, too? Or where we at with it? Vody James. Shoot, I ain't even gonna make it long. You don't have that much time. It's my mama, man. Yeah. Hey. Cha-cha.
Auntie's in the house.
She here.
In the house, in the house.
Yeah. Live and direct. How you doing?
I'm good. Today's a good day.
Yeah.
Grateful.
Well, that's how we start. So what number are you putting on it?
24 or 7?
Seven. Yeah, top is seven. Seven. Ooh, I didn't even think about this. Right now, seven. I gotta average it then. Seven. I'm a seven then. Okay, just some, it was some dips in there this week. Man, the major dips. Ooh, think about the good. Think about the good. Think about the good. But be true to your feelings. For real. Right.
This
is about all of it.
But y'all know I won't let me go below five. Uh-huh. So I had a 5 day this last week. And I had to fight to stay above that five.
On the cusp.
It was like really a four or something, but I pushed to the five. So I'm going to stay as a seven because I have some nines in there too.
There you go. Man. You got one?
No. I need some time.
I got to think about it. I'll say past seven.
Yeah.
I know you hit me. What was that? 2 days ago? A few days ago?
That was Wednesday.
And I was like, Auntie asked me, what's your number? 1 to 10. I'm like, I feel like I'm at about a 3 right now. Like my energy is off. And I was like, I really want to say low.
And I said, are you sure? He said, no. I'm pushing for that one.
That's the high end of it. So,
I don't know. I'll say a 5. Okay. Solid 5. It's been some sucky stuff. But it's been some really, really good stuff, too. Like, really good.
Okay. We got a 5, a 7, and a...
I'm going to say I'm at a 6.
Okay.
That's a 10.
So we got
6. 5, 6, 7.
First 6.
We got an average of a 6.
Mm-hmm.
That means we got some room for some greatness to happen.
Absolutely.
I'm glad to be real with it.
That's a fact. It's the only way to get through it, huh?
Be real with it.
We have a segment we forgot.
Yeah.
A brand new segment for y'all.
That we I don't even know what it's called. We ain't got a name for it.
You got to name it.
Bro, we got to name it. You got to help me with the name.
I got you. I tried to just.
Mm-mm, no, sir.
Pop
synopsis was the same thing. Got an idea, and then we got a name. Yeah.
So share the idea.
Maybe we can help. Okay, here we go. The music segment that Ted wanted to take off.
Yeah.
Tell us, you go, you know, into detail.
I got you.
Your idea of it was.
I don't even remember.
Before it was.
When it came to me, bro. Probably like the day before I told you. But.
Or the day of.
Yeah, or the day of. But like music moves like all of us in a very like special way. And I know like we needed like in our day to day, right?
Dang, and right. When he said this, I didn't even think about what happened this week. But all
right,
go ahead.
Right. So I wanted to bring like a song of the week. They said I could bring like 1,000 songs of the week, but just got to dial in on one, which is so hard to do. Which takes time to really like learn a song and understand a song, which takes us like deeper in music at the same time. Mm-hmm.
And why you felt the way you felt.
Yeah, absolutely.
To like it, or you know what I'm saying?
Exactly. Like what are they talking about? Or if they even talking. Mm-hmm. Like origins, like give a little back history on the songs. But that goes into like the other thing he was talking about too.
Can we call it music notes? And do the play on words with notes?
Music notes. Oh. That's it right there. Music notes. Music notes.
That's it.
Music notes.
Music notes.
Right there.
I like that.
Where is it going? In
the notes.
The notes.
It is. Bingo.
I said if you start talking, you know, that's how my brain works. Mm-hmm. You see? Yeah. That's how my brain works.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, that's literally...
So we got a name for it. So go ahead and give us your song.
So the first song for music notes is... You can probably guess who's by. Who do I listen to? Heavy. Heavy.
Which genre?
I know. I'm like, is that an easy question?
No, it's not easy.
Which genre? Like, you listen to everything.
That's true.
So, I had to sit back like...
Soul?
Soul. But like, new soul.
Oh. Mm. Sir?
Not new era of soul. That's neo soul. Like... D'Angelo.
Oh, I'm like, that ain't new.
You could have guessed
that ain't new, yeah.
But it's not like soul music, like Etta James and nothing like that.
I get it.
New soul.
Mm-hmm.
Not
it's
neo
early
soul.
Early 2000s.
You see what I'm saying?
Late 90s.
Shout out to late 90s and the 2000s. But song is Till It's Done, also known as Tutu. Hey, I didn't even think about. Shout out Travis. Sorry, Travis. I didn't know that. Oh, dude. I'm gonna play this snippet. This.
So then why do you feel...
Few reasons.
Okay.
One, starting with D'Angelo, the artist. I feel like he's overlooked and underrated. Just because people get so caught up in like what the industry like throws in your face. Not like what good music sounds like.
Right.
Two being, song's fire. You heard that shit. And also what he's talking about in... The song, just the first couple lines, if you couldn't understand what he was saying, says, in a world where we all circle the fiery sun with the need for love, what have we become? I think just starting a song like that, just like when you, or whoever wrote this, let me see overview. He probably wrote this. Actually, it's D'Angelo.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's D'Angelo. So you talk about how like important like love is in so many different fields of our life. Like if it's in a relationship with another person, relationship with yourself, with a sibling, you know, love is very, very important.
Powerful.
Exactly. Asking yourself what have we become? Like the evolution of yourself, like growth-wise, or if you like gotten worse at this thing, you know, and like expressing it or like feeling it a certain type of way, you know. Yeah, I guess that's it. That's all I know right now.
I'm gonna take the easy route and just say, because your auntie, when she your mom, my auntie,
yeah,
when she like called me on that day, I'm like, three, da da da. And then I think it was the next morning. 2 days after, huh?
What?
When you sent me to YouTube.
How was that day?
What? I feel like that was in the morning. Oh, no, you're right. Because it was like around 1.
Because you called me.
Mm-hmm. And I was calling you back. And you sent me this song, He Knows My Name.
By the dude.
By the dude.
The dude. I ain't listened to it yet. Nah. Nah.
Oh,
man. Hey, you got to, bro. You got to.
Yeah. But you've heard the song.
Yeah, I know the song. I know. I guess. Yes. Word for word.
The words? That's
yeah. Song? Terminal Man. She said Tasha Cobbs. Yeah.
So here, I'm going to play a little bit of it because we cannot.
Yeah.
We cannot go that deep right now.
Did you get it?
I ain't delivered it.
Still sending it.
Man, why don't I just go on YouTube?
That's a great question, Tev. That's a great question.
Y'all, if I send it to you, that means it's over here too.
Oh, yeah.
What are we doing?
Dang, yeah, we all just like, all right, you got it.
You got it.
Now you got it.
Lord, you know my name. You know my name.
That's how you doing?
Hey, I only played it that far. You can't go.
I had it on repeat.
Me too. For a couple days. So she sent me that one. And I actually want you to explain, because I told you and I'm listening to it, and you said, I'm going to start you off. I'm going to lob it, and then you dunk it. All right?
I'll play basketball too.
There you go. And you said, dang, you sent it to me, and I got it, and I told you the next day, I think. I was like, hey, that was it. Like,
what and you said is, he spoke to my spirit.
Yeah.
Mm.
That's what you said.
For real. And I like, changed my whole mindset.
It's something about music, and we were talking about love, but something about music has the power to literally change your whole vibe, your whole being, your spirit, your outlook on the day, your outlook on life. Have a bad day and put on some, and somebody tell you God knows your name. Like,
man.
You're like,
and
oh.
That's what you said. Like, he knows my name. I was like, he knows my name.
Like, in all the billions of people in the world.
Yeah.
What you're feeling right now matters to him. And it's like, oh.
To think about that, Graham.
Like, what kind of love is that?
Man.
That's pretty dope.
No, me. No matter what.
They never done that.
Man.
So, yeah.
Yeah. So we sharing one. Unless she has a song.
And then... Oh, I gotta have a song?
No, you don't.
No, we're talking about love. We're talking about the power of love.
Okay.
But I was gonna.
That was the D'Angelo song.
That was from the D'Angelo song. Yeah. So I don't have a song, but I wanted to tag onto the the love portion where so many people now are talking about self-love and how important it is. Because if you don't love you, this goes on all levels. Yeah. You cannot love anybody else.
Yeah.
Like, you don't have it to give.
Yeah.
Mm.
So, in this season of my life, I do a lot of self-love.
Right.
A lot. Whether it's self-care, whether it's take a moment and unplug from the world and listen to songs, whether it's go get a massage. Like, we're going to take care of me first.
Yeah.
Because if you are empty,
man.
You cannot pour from an empty cup.
Nope. I learned that about you when we were young. You told Travis, I don't even remember how old I was at the time, but it stuck to me. Travis didn't get it at the time. He said, I was Shalon before I was you guys' mom. Like, I really have to take care of like myself sometimes, you know? Mm-hmm. And he really couldn't understand it. I'm like, I get it.
Travis told me, I remember the conversation vividly because it was very pivotal in he and I's relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And he said to me, you're a mom first. And I said, no, I'm a woman first.
Mm-hmm.
I'm mm-hmm. Shalon first. Because if all of my children leave this earth today, tragically, I'm still a woman. I'm still Shalon.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, yes, I'm going to give you everything. I said, it's a blessing and a curse that I've made you think that I'm a mom first. Mm-hmm. Because that means I've given you everything and made you feel so secure in that this is like you guys are, because you are my priority.
Mm-hmm.
However, before you, there's me.
Yeah.
And after you, there's me. And so I never thought I would have to voice that, but I had to voice that because my son was like, no, you're my mother. You're a mom first. And I was like, yeah, no. He's like, what do you mean? I was like, yeah, no. What do you mean? What do you mean? Like, if I said something horrible, but definitely I am Shalon first. You got to put you first because you can't put anybody ahead of you. Mm-hmm. That's just, because you lose yourself, whatever situation, whether it's a romantic relationship, whether it's the sibling, parents, whatever. Because you don't, like I said, that you can't. You got to put you, and that's not, I was going to say it's not selfish, but it is selfish. Yeah. But selfish has gotten a really bad connotation.
Yeah, it's a bad rap on that.
But selfish is not necessarily a bad thing.
Mm-hmm.
Especially when you know that you have to give. You know what I'm saying?
You have more to
unless
give.
Unless you never had the idea like, okay, I gotta give something.
Mm-hmm.
But you have more to give when you're selfish.
Yeah.
In the space of being able to take care of yourself first.
Yeah.
But my segment that I wanted to bring in today, kind of topic, was what's your vision of the future? What's our vision of the future for ourselves? And to paint that picture. That's the first thing to go around.
Yep, I'll start us. My future. I really just want to be a happy person. For real. Because it just like affects the people around you to be happy as well. You know?
Mm-hmm.
So I should be happy in the future, for real. Whatever that looks like, just want to be happy, for real.
Yeah.
For real.
What does that entail?
Like, obviously, like, me accomplishing, like, the goals that I put in place. Things that make my brain feel good, make my body feel good, and I'm satisfied, I'll be happy, you know? Like, well, my business to go well, as an example, or any other businesses I would start. I must put things in place, accomplish them for one, like,
is your happiness contingent on?
No. That's just an example.
That's funny because mine is kind of the same way, and that's why I asked you what does it entail to see if you actually would delve in.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't need, like, when I asked myself this. I think I was reading one of the books, one of the few that I'm reading at one time. And it asked that question. And I was like, ooh. I'm like, like, my whole thing is based, I'm literally, well, myself, speaking to myself, just like, you know, when you have those thoughts. It's just like, I want to just be somewhere where I want to be with who I need to be with and be peaceful.
I'm going to go back if that's okay. After you.
But like, I just want to be at peace. And one thing I do want to do, like my main goal is I want to provide others with jobs.
Mm-hmm.
Not to get a lot and be in a good place just to, you know, have it, but to also be able to give out opportunities that last more than, you know, some money in your hand or
right,
like an opportunity.
That's
a career, anything.
Hair.
Oh.
But you wanted to say something else? Are you ready?
I'm letting finish.
Mm-hmm.
I heard them off. Go ahead, Mom. I don't know.
For me, ask the question again.
What is the vision of your future? If you could paint that picture.
Really interesting to ask me that in this space in my life because it's
got to, huh?
So different.
Yeah.
So right now I have a literal blank canvas in front of me where my life is concerned.
Mm-hmm.
That's scary as shit. I don't know.
Yeah.
The real truth is I don't know. I don't have anybody to worry about but me.
Mm-hmm.
And that shit is scary. Mm. I'm like, wait a minute, just me? Because it was cool when it was, you got to take care of your kid. You got to take care of your family. You got to take care of your grandma. It's like, everybody's taken care of. You did it. Mm. You did that.
Mission complete. What's next?
Mission is
wow.
Complete.
What's next?
And what is next?
Whatever you want.
And it's whatever I want.
Yep.
It literally is whatever I want.
A question you never got a chance
wherever
to ask
yourself. I want.
And now it comes down to what do
and
you
want? I don't
want?
Know. I don't know. Yeah. Like, if it was up to me, I would have a backpack and travel and go around the world every day. I would go somewhere different, stamping my passport. That's what makes me happy.
Yeah.
Seeing new places, doing new things with people that don't necessarily look like me.
And don't even,
or speak the language that I speak. And so I have this opportunity in front of me, and it is blowing my mind. Mm-hmm. I'm like, ooh.
That's crazy.
This is huge.
Mm-hmm.
This is big. It's like, so you don't have to plant your feet one place right now? You can put your feet wherever you want to in the world.
Mm.
Wow. My children are adults. I don't have a spouse. I have nobody to take care of but myself. And it's like, oh. That's different. Mm-hmm. I've been taking care of people my whole life.
Mm.
It's weird. It's just weird. And it makes me emotional because I'm like, wow, God. And I literally, it's like, okay, so you did all the assignments I gave you. Now what you want to do? So I may be in school getting another degree while I'm traveling the world. Whatever I want.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know what it looks like yet. I don't know what it looks like, but I have a huge blank canvas in front of me. And I'm about to pull out this paint, though. We're going to figure it out.
Yep, I hear you. Get to work.
I really don't know, though.
Don't got to be in a rush with it, either.
No. I had got some advice recently, and actually I was in a therapy session recently. And she was like, you know, you don't have to move around. You can stay where you are. Remember that that's an option too. You don't have to get a new career. Mm-hmm. You can do what you've been doing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You can do what you want to. Think about how big it is to be able to do what you want to do.
Yeah.
I thought I was doing what I wanted to do, which I was.
Mm-hmm. New
but
chapter.
That mission is complete. And new closing chapter. It's a whole new book.
Mm. Mm.
It's a whole new book.
Yeah.
That book is finished.
Yeah.
We can go do the signings, like whatever. We can do a world tour.
Yeah.
But that book is completed. And it's a trip because now we get to start and write a whole another book.
Yeah.
And a whoa boy.
With new table of contents.
New everything.
Acknowledgements.
New everything.
It's kind of tight though.
That's it is. The perspective is. Perspective. Yeah, you said it's tight. You said it's a lot. Perspective is everything.
No, I said live.
Oh, live. I said it's a lot.
Going back to knowing, takes us back like 2-3 episodes. You were talking about like sometimes it don't make sense to try to plan what's ahead.
Mm, yeah, that's true.
You sure did.
Yeah.
So for the person who plans by trade,
And I plan because you, mama.
Yeah, that's crazy. Yeah. That's like, what I do. I plan my life and I plan everybody else's life. I plan you're an event planner. People hire me to plan. I don't have a plan, guys. Do you see where this is going? Yeah. I don't have a plan.
Yeah.
And it's different. And I'm really trying to embrace the good parts of it. But it's there's an element of fear, which I guess is necessary. Mm-hmm. So I'm really trying to work on fueling whatever this future looks like, using that as the fuel, like, but we're going to be okay. Now, for sure, I know it's going to be dope, whatever happens.
Yeah.
For sure, I know that.
Absolutely.
It's just,
what?
How?
Yeah.
Like, here, I know, in this space, I know I'm going to be good. And on the other side of it, I know I'm going to be good. It's walking in the spaces. However, do you remember what the lady said at Sidewalk Cafe last week? We were in a meeting.
Man, and that conversation was a tornado.
And this lady that Bryce knew prayed for us.
Mm.
I didn't even know her. I met her that day, in that moment.
Oh, I thought you knew her.
No, so I walked in.
Oh, wow. That makes it even more dope.
And I knew her, but I didn't even know who she was. Nothing. Like, I never had a conversation with her. I just saw her somewhere. You know what I'm saying?
Wow. So in the prayer, when she was praying for us, she said, God is paying attention to your details. God has your details. He knows the details. And I was like, I opened my eyes and looked up at her like, what?
Mm-hmm.
And
so many told you head.
And said, for you not to worry about the details. He has that. And I was like, she doesn't know me. She knows nothing about my life. And I was like, oh, wow.
And this was crazy. When I walk in, I'm dropping off stuff for the event. I'm dropping off flyers for the event.
Mm.
And the owner comes and she's like, I know you. And she squeezes my hand. I'm looking like, you do? Because I'm not really like, if you see me, you got lucky. I'm not around here.
Yeah.
And for real. And she's like, nah, I know you. She squeezing my hand harder than my hand has ever been squeezed in my life. I'm like fighting back. Like, dang, I kind of got to squeeze back. Like, grip. She's not trying to hurt you, but damn, like, you about to tear my fingers off. And she's like, no, I know you. And then, like, she started making connections. Like, I knew her daughter from a camp that wasn't even Pasadena. It was at USC.
Oh, the camp you're talking about?
Yeah, the bait.
Mm-hmm.
Met her there, not even, and never passed her in.
As in?
Never, not once. But then she, like, knows my mom, and, you know, it's just, that's how this city is.
Mm-hmm.
But then she's sitting, the lady who prayed for us, she was sitting all the way on the other side still. She didn't move from her seat. She had her mask on. And then, I drop them off. I'm telling them about the pop-up. And then I'm like, actually, I'm going to order something. And then I get my order in. And then I called you to get yours. Mm-hmm. I put it in. And then she gets up and walks over. And she walks over to... Where's it at? But she walks over, doesn't say a word to me, and I can't see her. I don't know who she is, but she seems something about her is familiar.
Mm-hmm.
And she walks and she drops her card on the cashier, and she's like, "I'm gonna pay for his drink." I'm like, "Thank you, like I appreciate it," because like sometimes it's just like, "Oh, cool,
random
like,
act of kindness."
Yeah, and I don't think that's ever even happened to me before, unless we at the bar. But but no, like that. And she just got up and was like, "I'm gonna pay for his drink." So I'm like, "I appreciate it." Da-da-da. She's like, "When you came in, like God just told me to bless you. He just told me to give you a gift because you've been working hard, and He loves the direction you're going in. He's like, He's just telling you to stay at it." She's like, "I want to give you a gift."
And that's so God wants to give you a gift. Like that, like random.
And then I'm across the way and I'm still waiting on my drinks. I'm like, And I'll make eye contact with her, and I'm like, thank you, I really appreciate that. Like, she's like, no, it's like, she tells me again, like, God told me
to like, it's not me, you gotta think. It's not me.
You know, it's you. Like, God wants you to stay, let you know you're doing the right thing, you're good. Like, all right. And I'm like, you look familiar. Like, something's about you familiar. And she's like, well, I do this, 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 and this, this. I'm like, no, I don't be in none of them places.
Like, nope, that ain't it.
I promise you, I don't know you from any of that. I'm like, you have kids? Like, she's like, yeah, I have two sons. I'm like, where do they go? Or, like, and she's like, they're in grad school, though. I'm like, yeah, I'm about that age. Like, right. I'm like, okay, so what school did they go to? And they said, she said, they went to the South.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, I knew it was something. Mm-hmm. She's like, yeah, it was the Cobians.
AJ and
mm-hmm. Yes.
AJ's mom.
What?
AJ's yes. mom.
See that?
Yes.
See that?
Dang. Dang.
Crazy, right?
And that's not even like a normal, because we all have that when we're in town here. That when you see somebody, oh, we know each other.
Didn't right.
That? No, it wasn't even that.
Yeah.
She was just like, she didn't recognize me at all. I recognized her, but also didn't at the same time. So it was like, I don't know, there's something about you. Yeah. And she was like, you have a good memory. I said, I don't know about that one. But I mean, I'm like, you think so? She's like, yeah, like you recognize familiarity. I'm like,
you're right. True. You're
this
right.
It just happened. So yeah. I can't be like, nah, I know I don't. So, yeah. I didn't even know her.
That's even more bananas.
So what happened when you got there?
Because I was late to
the meeting. She just hopped in. At this point, I didn't came to the table with her. I'm like, tell me more.
So I'm thinking, we were waiting to do an interview about the pop-up. And so we're waiting on them. And so we just sit there and we're having a conversation, started having a conversation. And Latanya is like talking to me, and I still don't know where I look. Know her from. I don't know. Who, she knows me.
Me, Latanya.
Mm-hmm. She knows me.
And she's like, I know you. You're Bryce. I'm like, what the?
who told you this?
You guys. She knows sure. you guys for sure.
And now she's trying to
But she knew me. She knew me by name. My name is Shalon. That's not a normal name. Mm-hmm. She knew me by name, mm-hmm. and I was like, oh, okay. I mean, but. I've been in there, but not like that.
You ain't been in there.
Like, I'm not a regular.
Yeah.
But, so we just sit down and start talking, and somehow we start talking about her daughter and mm-hmm. what her daughter's doing, and she gets her kids on the phone, and Bryce is talking to one of the kids on the phone.
Joel. He was like a year younger than me or two. Maybe.
And then we're trying to make the connection. She's like, do you know AJ? And that's not the AJ I was thinking of. That was, I was thinking about AJ Evans. And I was like, oh, so when I saw, and then I was thinking, no, his mom, like that AJ lost his mom in high school. And I was like, no, that ain't it. That's not where it is.
And Trav used to kick it with
him. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's exactly. How you know him too, huh?
That's the only thing I know that it is.
So I was like, okay, well, you know, Travis was only there for a year. So I'm like, I don't really know, but okay, mm-hmm. whatever. But then she started talking about something with Albert Tate. She goes to fellowship.
That's where I know her. I know exactly what you're talking about. I went there with the Morenos.
She goes to fellowship.
And I was.
She goes to fellowship. I've
seen her face when you said AJ.
We were talking about. Like, I don't know. She did some event, like she did for his master class. And my, you know, my antennas went up. I was like, what? Say what now? Say huh? Like. But we were just having good conversation. And I had an appointment that I was running to after that. And I was like, okay, well, I'm going to have to go.
Mm-hmm.
But we had a great conversation. I was like, but we are going to talk.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
And so I gave her my card. And she has since texted me, emailed me. Like,
really?
Yes. She on it? Yes. Damn. But before we left, she was like, I'm going to pray. I want to pray for you guys. And it's crazy how her and Latanya met is like a whole story. Like, this is God stuff.
Yeah.
Like, this is totally God stuff. Yeah. Like, it don't have nothing to do with
us. We might as well even tell them about that part, too.
Come on.
Might as well. So.
They met.
At fellowship. She, Latanya they were setting up, what are they called? Life groups.
Okay.
And Latanya was like, I don't want to be in a life group. I don't want nothing else, guy. Nope, 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 nope. She's like, if it ain't at 9 o'clock on Thursday, I don't want it. So she said she went around to all the booths when they were setting up life groups.
None of them.
None of them were that. She was like, cool, cool. I don't have to do this. She said, Shea was like, well, what time, when do you need? What, like, what would be ideal for you? 9 o'clock on Thursday with an attitude, she said. She said, oh, okay. Well, we're just going to start one at 9 o'clock on Thursdays so that you can be there. She was like, what?
What?
Like, what? What?
So, I made a deal with myself.
Like, yeah. Really? So they started a life group. She's like, and now they've been together for years or whatever. Yeah. And like, they're like knit, like a family, because that's what happens in life.
In life groups, are
like, they're the best.
Crazy.
They're the best. We have our V squads, like, and we were talking about how we don't like to let people in to our, like, not in our family.
Yeah.
Who are you? Why? But
how you find this, huh?
Who sent you? More like who sent you? Mm-hmm. But she said they've been knit, and then they had the vision for the cafe together, and that's how Sidewalk Cafe came to be.
And they went to go their separate ways, actually, with the idea. Like she, like they both were with it, but you know, just different life opportunities.
Yeah,
right? They hadn't seen each other for 2 years
until that day.
That you were there?
Yes.
Man, stop it.
Stop.
And she said, yeah, I haven't seen her in 2 years. I'm like today? Like two years from today? Like, yes.
They hadn't seen each other. Like, it was just all like, it was bananas. It was
had me throwing back in my chair. I'm like, what?
Like, I'm doing it over here.
Exactly. Like, y'all lying. No way. When I say it was God stuff, and then this woman decides, she's like, no, we're going to pray for you guys before. Honey, I was like, who are you? And who sent you?
Yeah.
Spoke into Bryce's life. Literally spoke.
Yeah.
Spoke into my life. She doesn't know me from the lady on the corner.
Yeah.
She's never seen me in my life.
Nothing.
She doesn't know that I'm in a space where I don't know what the details are. I don't know. And I was like, whoa.
I ran around telling people about that day, like,
believe.
Y'all would not believe what
happened.
That's how we explained it. I'm telling people, like,
man, I'm telling you, like, 2 years. Two years
we've seen each other. And she ain't seen Bryce since high school, but she knew, like, it was crazy.
Off the bat,
but Bryce never even seen me, though, because they were younger.
Oh,
so she wouldn't even been, when I was on varsity, they still in JV.
I played against AJ in 707.
Really?
That's it. But like, they were like younger, so they wouldn't even.
Oh,
she wouldn't even been in
because you guys wasn't
nothing.
Weren't in high school at the same time. At all. You guys never went to school.
You graduated what year?
Me and Trav went to every school together.
You guys went to Odyssey
every
together.
School,
bro. Every school, bro.
Every school
to Odyssey.
Harambe, Odyssey, and LaSalle.
There we go.
Dang. That's kind of tight,
man.
But you guys went to Odyssey together.
Mm-hmm.
But you were. How many years?
He was my reading buddy.
Yeah. We figured that out.
I used to come to his class.
Mr.
Cullen.
I love it.
And from the park, too, of course.
Yeah.
Baseball. Oh,
yeah.
That's dope. Some things were meant to be.
It's crazy how, like, schools work out and the people that, like, get assigned to me, at least, like, the way my life just, like, lined up is weird. Bryce was my reading buddy. Odyssey. I had a mentor. Remember we had that mentor program at Blair?
Mm-hmm.
Those, you remember who my mentor was?
Justin.
Family too.
He's family.
Like, are you a cousin?
Mm-hmm.
He
He's
a cousin.
Family like
right,
that.
Straight up. And the next year, they did a bid. Like, they had to choose out a hat. I'm like, we back at it? Let's go.
It
2 years in a row.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That was dope.
Yeah.
That's dope. But
that was only the first question, bro. I just thought about that.
Wow. And honestly,
vision.
I just want to, like, there's really no question anymore.
Yeah.
Because we both, or we all just delved into and gave details right off the bat.
Yeah.
So, what the question was going to show until we threw the bomb on it.
Yeah.
Blew the top off. That none of ours had a material thing.
No.
Not a single one.
No.
And I know for a fact because I paid attention
to
that. I was waiting.
Yeah.
I was just listening to each of ours. So there's not a material thing in
Because that's not where happiness lies.
Yeah, exactly. Like, if you like, ask me this fun. Question, like
it's fun to have nice
not even
stuff.
A year ago, probably 6 months ago, I'd be like, man, I'm just trying to be a man. I'm trying to just be rich. No,
but
I mean, that's nice. No,
does money make you happy?
Yes.
Temporarily.
I don't think so. I think happiness comes from internal, not external.
So if you hold money to a value that satisfies any need for you to be happy, money wouldn't make you happy. You know, as if like...
Now, if I had more money, would I be happier?
Oh,
I don't know.
That's, that question,
that's the
no,
one.
That's a different
know.
Question.
That's like, the one. That's I would like question. To not have to worry about if something is going to get taken care of, yeah. But I don't know that takes a weight off.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't know that creates happiness for me.
Who said this? The Akon. And you know, he got bread, building cities.
Right.
Yeah, he has a whole city.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
He said he was happier before he had all this money.
Mm-hmm.
He did. Oh, I did see that. I saw that.
Maybe like, I don't know. Shoot. What are y'all doing? Like, why is this? Why do we hear this so much?
I was watching Big Sean interview.
Mm.
He was talking about like all that he was going through. He said he bought Slash from Guns N' Roses, his house.
Oh.
And he moved in. He was living in there. He said, that's the most depressed, the most down, the most empty I felt ever.
Interesting.
Probably about the space, the energy that was like in that place. You know? Guns N' Roses, some rock stars.
Yeah. I mean, I can see that.
You know, some different...
Shit.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Straight out.
Straight out.
Yeah.
And the people that they bring in there.
It definitely could have been the energy.
Attachment in there.
Go in with some sage and blessed oil.
But his mom is like that. So I'm pretty sure all that went down. So, but he said like he was just, he had to step away from work because it was like, there's no time for him. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I don't know.
So.
Maybe it was just that coincidental moment when he moved in there, it happened, or it was both.
For sure, everything happens on purpose at a certain time.
I was driving up I had an event in Malibu, the one you came and helped me
break down. Yeah.
And driving through the hill, there's like a house here. For miles, there's no house. Mm. Then there's another house there. For miles, there's no house. And so my assistant that helped me set up the event was like, oh, I would love to live over here with nobody around me. And I was like, I would hate that. Like, I would hate it. Like, these houses are beautiful. Yeah. You have a panoramic view of the Pacific Ocean.
Yeah.
With view, I mean, you're going to see the sunrise and set every day on the ocean. Like,
yeah.
I said, I would hate that.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, no, I would rather be by myself. That I said, that would not make me happy.
Mm-hmm.
That would not make me happy. I need human interaction. I said, that's what makes me happy. Being able to see your smile would make me happy. I was like, so you don't have a neighbor for miles? Like, that's not a neighbor.
Mm-hmm. There's somebody that live over there.
They live
that's
down the way.
That's a whole other block. Yeah. If you're really looking at it.
Like, seriously, I was like, yeah, no. But for some people, that's their happy place.
Yeah.
And it's not because I don't love me and I don't like me. I like me a lot. I'm my bestest friend.
Yeah,
but I'm going to need to walk out the door and see somebody driving down the street.
Or a trash truck or something.
I'm gonna need to see my neighbor pulling out the driveway. Hey, how y'all doing? Like, it don't have to be a lot, but just that would be
happy. Right now, that's how I feel.
Like, you out there?
Like, I'm just
in the mountain?
On the outskirts.
You're kind of far out there, bro.
Man, I'm pretty far.
You're kind of far out there. And that's
but
weird.
It doesn't bother me, but like, actually, I love it.
That's because
I don't like people having access to you like that.
But
come here.
But you still see people.
Yeah.
True.
You still see
very
people.
True. Very true.
So there's a difference. Like, you're not out in the mountain and there's no one around you.
Yeah.
Like, but there's a neighbor, because, but like, you see people. Like, even if it's taking your trash to the trash can. Even if it's like taking your trash to the trash can or something like that, you see human.
Yeah,
you had that interaction.
Yeah, it doesn't take a lot because I know my new neighbor.
And I'm a coach,
but
so I got to interact
around
with so
people.
Many
feel okay. Exactly. Right. So you're still around people.
Man, all day I got to talk. I got to.
But then when you get back to your space,
it's okay to come into your space and be like, whew,
mm-hmm.
That was cool out there. That's what I learned during the pandemic. is that I'm an introvert, extrovert. That I like to go out, socialize, do whatever I'm going to do, and I like to recluse back to my space.
Yeah.
And I'm cool with my space. But when I couldn't go out and do what I needed to do and then come back, when I had to just be right here, that was weird.
Just be back.
See, I'm mostly just all in. Like.
But you're okay with that because you actually go out and then you come back in.
Yeah.
It's the same thing.
Before this job, though, man, I would have a spurt. Because even, like, I feel like work is something you have to do. It's an obligation. No matter what your work is, you're going to have to interact with somebody.
I mean, I kind of do.
On the phone.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, there's interaction.
Yeah.
Right? No matter what you do. That's true.
You know what I'm saying?
You can't do nothing with nobody else.
Like, even if you're on your couch, if you got to call 30 people or do something like that, then it's still like, whoa, all right.
You still interacting with another human.
Exactly. You have to. Like, that's the obligation. But, like, past that, like, when it comes to weekends and, like, I have time off or whatever, I don't really take advantage of that. I do in the terms of, like, I'm just relax, stay in, do what I want to do. It's me. Like, you know what I'm saying? So, but I'll have, like, a spurt every, like, 4 months.
We
going to go do everything. I want to do everything. Oh. I want to go here. I want to do that. I want to da-da-da. And then be like, all right, it's over.
I've made a habit because, you know, with them growing, with all y'all growing up and having sports every Friday, every Saturday, practices 2, 3, 5 times a week. Like, I made a habit of once I didn't have to do that anymore. Like, once I was like, I am not booking every weekend. I'm not doing it anymore. You know,
weekends were crazy.
For so long. Weekends were bananas. Bro,
listen, look at it this way. I didn't have a summer to myself until college.
You either. I remember his summer between when he graduated and going into college. And he was just, I'm like, are you ever going to get up?
I'm thinking about it.
He's like, no, I'm not. I'm like, you need to get up. Why? He's like, I've never had a summer. I was like, what? He's
like,
I've never had a summer, Mom. I always have to get up and go work, out. Yeah. And then.
Or to camp.
Or camp somewhere. Like, it was.
Either it was football camp or camp.
Summer camp
is exhausting. Oof. I don't care what nobody said. They got activity for you every 5-10 minutes. Like, oh, y'all bored?
No, you're not.
That's impossible.
Just kidding.
We're doing this now.
Yeah.
And after this, we have this and this.
Right. Yeah.
You're going to.
Then after lunch,
you're not at lunch yet. And then football, it was like 2-a-days sometimes, and all that crazy stuff that y'all was doing. I'm like, ooh.
We was doing 2-a-days.
You started doing 2-a-days
like young, like.
Because then it was
going two sports like 2-a-days. I literally remember.
I remember
taking my clothes off.
Three basketball teams at the same time. My dad was wild. He put me on 3 basketball teams at the same time, same season. Friday I got a game. Saturday I got a game. Sunday I got a game. And every week.
That's crazy.
Every week.
But I feel like it was similar.
Because we were going from basketball training during the week.
Yep.
Oh, we went
to baseball practice in the same day. Then we went from basketball games, football practice. I mean, to baseball practice. Mm-hmm. Basketball practice, baseball game. Like, you can't miss a practice
and
for nothing. You ain't going to play.
Is, we didn't know any better.
Nope.
And had I known better, I don't know that I would have done it differently because this is the result.
No, yeah, we straight.
That's true. This we had to be disciplined. Being an athlete is really the best thing that could ever happen to me, really.
Yeah.
And then staying with it, like, I don't know. That just kept me, because I was liable to go wild. If I just went to school.
You and me both.
Oh, I've known you.
If I went to, man. If we went to just school and we just had to worry about school, man.
I would have found something to get into.
Exactly.
Listen. I found out so many things about my child after he was an adult. Like, you was what?
Yeah.
And he was in all these things. He had to be ready to go to practice Like, how many times did you eat in the car on the way to? Like, literally, I would pack lunch and dinner in my car and take dinner to my job and warm it up on the way to before I would pick them up.
I'll be asking my coach sometimes. Every time he's like, why? I'm going to practice.
Yeah. Yeah, right.
Yeah. And my mama running late.
Right.
Because she's cooking.
Because I'm warming up. No, the food went with me to work.
Cook. Oh, yeah.
So I'm warming it up before I leave work. It was a lot, y'all.
Man, for sure.
So imagine managing your life, mom, your job, managing people at your job, leaving your job, managing your children and their schedules, and having sanity. Where do you find time to love you? That's why it's important.
Still painting that picture.
It's still why it's important. It's helpful. Exactly. These conversations are helpful.